for another expedition into otherwhere. That's what I call the stuff that helps you get a handle on your hologram, and which refers to anything that activates, enhances, or evolves the inner technologies of the multidimensional human, i.e. you. I call it Sanity for Systems Busters. And each week we spend a couple of hours together in the exploration of the multiple realities that intersect and coexist with ours, and in the process find the best tools we can use to turn the inner light switch on to perceive them. We've got everything we need already inside us. All we need are the keys. So if you are all about visioning outside the box, you need otherwhere. Perhaps we can all reinvent the box together. Welcome. I'm thrilled that you've joined me for what is going to be yet another glued to your seats edition of Otherwhere. I'm Liz Miller and I'm honoured to be your host. And may I extend a very warm welcome to all the new listeners out there who've joined the bbsradio.com family, and also to all the new members of the Otherwhere Network at Yahoo Groups, and to the Otherwhere Circle of Lights, this very special group of people comprised of all of you who so generously contribute your divine radiance to our broadcasts and meditations at the end of the program. Thank you all so much for your encouragement and, judging by this week's mailbag, fierce support. If you got a chance to tune in last week, you'll know that it was a scorcher of a show. We heard part one of an extraordinary interview with galactic emissary and multidimensional guide Lisa Renee. And after such an overwhelmingly positive response to last week's first installment, I'm honoured to announce that we will be airing the conclusion to it during today's broadcast. In the final portion of the show, Lisa will be guiding the audience through a 12th dimensional shield and grounding meditation that I do hope you'll join us for. So just at the start of the program, I'll make the announcement to find somewhere quiet where you can spend some time either sitting comfortably with your back nice and straight or lying down on the floor. Make sure that you're not going to be disturbed. Turn the phone off now if you need to. Get a cup of tea and settle in with a biscuit and get really, really comfortable, because this is one show that you don't want to miss. Part one was full of valuable brand new information regarding the star family and indigo races that are living here at this time and assisting in human evolution. And of course, all about the ascension process itself, some of the symptoms that people have to try and work through, and some of the ways that we could work to help alleviate some of those symptoms. We also discussed the role of certain individuals that come in with soul agreements to be what is called genetic path cutters, and their role in clearing mutations from our human DNA. Lisa also recounted some pretty mind-blowing experiences from her own awakening process, and that is just skimming the surface. So let me share with you some of what we received in the mailbox this week. From the Netherlands, we heard from Femke, and I hope that's the way to pronounce it, darling. Thank you, Liz and Lisa, she writes. And I'm reading this one out first because I really think that this is very indicative of the general feeling out there in the response to this interview. She writes, "Thank you, Liz and Lisa. Not only did the interview act as a welcome confirmation of my own experiences, also it increased the feeling of connectedness within me and gave some wonderful new information as well. I passed it on to my lightworker friends here in the Netherlands. Thanks again." And from the Netherlands to Canada, we heard from Syme, who is a member of the Otherwhere Yahoo group. A beautiful email came in from him during the week. He's been a long-time member of the Otherwhere Yahoo group and member of the Circle of Lights. And he writes, "You and Lisa have got it going on together. And as they say, you have your wings. It's time to soar." Oh, what a gorgeous email, and it really, you know, that lifted me so much when I read that, and it was such an honour to receive, so thank you. And lastly, this one I'm a little shy to actually even read out because it's such high praise. And this one is the last one that I'll read out. It's from Vivian in Melbourne, who has been one of the most supportive listeners I have ever had the pleasure to meet and become friends with. Luckily, we live in the same city, so it's been wonderful and a great experience. And she writes, "I just finished listening to your interview with Lisa Renee. All I can say is, wow, your ability to engage with this type of material at the level that you do is truly one of your gifts and your contribution. I don't imagine that there are too many interviewers or radio hosts currently incarnate that can do what you do." Well, Vivian, there are many other interviewers out there that I deeply admire, and they serve as my inspirations. Thank you very much, though, for saying what you said. I think you know that what I do comes straight from my heart, and if that comes across in the work, that's all that I can really hope for. So thank you again. It's such an honour to receive that kind of response to what I do, and it means the world to me. So I send you much, much love. And let's move on with the program. During this week's show, Lisa Renee discusses her own star family lineage and its connection to the Sirius star system, her status as a prototype hybrid walk-in, and a whole lot more you do not want to miss. And just to recap, for those who don't know who Lisa Renee is, she experienced a few years ago a spontaneous Kundalini event that catalyzed an awakening to perceive multidimensional realities and communication with the evolutionary forces of light. Guided by a spiritual hierarchy, Lisa was trained and downloaded to comprehend the science of ascension and its dynamics upon the layers of energy fields. This understanding of spirit technologies began her transition into a spiritual guide and multidimensional energetic healer during this planet's ascension cycle. She is a galactic emissary for the Guardians and a spokesperson for the shift of humanity to ascension. Lisa Renee lives in Santa Monica and has a column with planetlightworker.com called Lifting Your Veil, Surviving the Ascension. I highly recommend it, and you can find it on the web at planetlightworker.com. You can also find Lisa's own website at energeticsynthesis.com, and she has a Yahoo group which you can search for if you just go to yahoogroups.com. It's called Energetic Synthesis. So hopefully that's more than enough to have piqued your interest to stay with us for the next couple of hours. I do hope that you enjoy the program. I'm going to formally sign off here because I've had a huge, huge week. For those of you, by the way, who are in Melbourne, I'd love to invite you out tonight. I've got a regular club night called Remember. It's a house music night. All of the music that you hear on the show is the kind of music that I play out when I'm DJing. And if you're in town, you can check us out at the Carlton Club. It's located right in the heart of Melbourne City at 193 Bourke Street, and we begin at midnight. So I've had one corker of a week and I haven't really had a chance to get to announcing all of the music sections and the intros and outros to the rest of the interview. However, the interview is intact and so is the meditation, and I'm sure that you will thoroughly enjoy what you're going to be hearing. Before we go there, though, let's have a listen to Javon. He is one of my favourite producers from New York, and this is his brand new track. It's called Changes. It's the New York Deep Mix. You're on Otherwear. I'm Liz Miller, and we'll be back with Lisa Renee when Otherwear continues.
Is everybody listening? And I want to talk to you tonight. If time is changing, it is a sign that you can change also. You've been thinking, I don't want to change, but you're going to change anyhow. You've been thinking, I like things the way they are. Well, things cannot stay like they are. Music, it changes.
the music. Changing.
Vanda Mikulowski. I'm a spiritual comedian. You can find me online at www.vanda.us. And when I want to listen to radio about the emerging new consciousness, you know who I listen to? I listen to Liz Miller on Otherwhere.
And welcome back. You're listening to Otherwhere on bbsradio.com. Our guest this week, our first week back for the year, is Lisa Renee. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you.
Let's have a chat about Planet Lightworker magazine and the monthly reports that you deliver. They're
okay.
Pretty fabulous, I've got to say, and I know that there are a lot of people out there who follow them and find that you always tend to be discussing things that are happening in their lives just to a T. How do you do that?
Thank you. Well, one thing I'm really clear about is that, you know, my information is certainly not for everybody. And I'm really serving a niche and a purpose for those beings that are really in the indigo or lightworker family. And to try and understand this is that the souls that are here with these particular soul agreements at this time of ascension are on a different timeline than many of what I would say the third dimensional beings. So it's really an energy signature that if you're attracted to this work, it's a very specific niche. And I'm very clear that at this time, you know, certainly this isn't, you know, sort of palatable for the masses at this time, because we're also still a minority of consciousness that's emerging in the latest ascension wave. So it's really not meant to be, you know, let's say a Doreen Virtue or Wayne Dyer, you know, kind of information that's much more broad and much more expansive. It's a little bit more specific, and it's directed specifically to those beings that have these particular soul agreements and contracts in this next part of our ascension process. So,
Can I just jump in there and say something about that?
Sure,
I think that if you happen to be, if you're one of the beings listening to this program right now, well, then you've magnetized this information to your field of energy.
Exactly.
And therefore, these are the kinds of people that I believe you're referring to.
Absolutely. It's all energetic resonance. In fact, one of the things that's been described as kind of a visual that was kind of funny for me is, you know, the guardian said, you know, like I have a little transmission beacon strapped onto myself, you know, and that little beacon sends out a particular energy signature, and you either resonate with it or you don't, you know, and if you do, then there is a piece in there for you in terms of your spirit, your soul, your higher self. Your councils are attempting to assist you with another level of information for your own awareness. So I'm very clear that that's the, let's say, I am serving the ascension timeline, and I am also serving what I would say the starseed and indigo family races. And that's very, purposed and specific in my work with the guardians.
Mm. So what are the current energies at the moment that we are kind of being bombarded by?
Well, I think if most people have, those that are familiar with my work that have read the themes, you know, the themes every month in Planet Lightworker are really defining our Ascension Plan B in terms of moving towards these new multidimensional realities. And what they've been describing to me is that at the end of last year in December, I mean, and I'll try and keep it short because there's just so much going on, but we went through a reconnection and a type of upgrade in our energy field that at the time I didn't understand what it means, but it's really taken us into a, what I would say, leaving the third dimensional level of being and moving into the multi-dimensional level of being in a completely new way. And what I mean to say by this is that just since last year, I started to witness, you know, because I am an etheric surgeon, and I have the ability to read the multidimensional fields or energy fields. So normally when I would see an energy field, it would appear to me, you know, in an ovoid kind of shape, kind of oval, moving outward, you know, and I could sense the auric capsule in that particular oval shape, you know, moving outward and feeling the energies in between the membranes and layers of the auric system. And since last year, I have begun to witness these incredible shifts in the human energy field, and it has just, it's really been mind-blowing. So I'm observing these new energy centers, such as new chakras, and I'm also noticing that now the field of a 3D human is moving into a multidimensional human, and the shape of it geometrically is toroid. So the multidimensional anatomy, apparently, of a multidimensional human actually has a geometric sort of toroid shape. And a toroid, what that is it looks like it's a donut-shaped kind of object, and its surface is a torus, so it moves in and out of itself, and it looks like kind of a tube donut kind of shape. And actually, toroid is the shape as well of our universal structure. So what was fascinating to me is that in learning about these new multidimensional auric fields that the guardians were telling me, we are becoming our own universes, which was just really kind of profound to see that energetically for the first time.
And when you say see that, can you please be more specific and actually tell us, you know, most of the time when you're working with people in this way, are you actually perceiving visually a change, or is it something more towards clairsentience where you can run your hands around the energy field and feel the difference there?
Well, you know, I think what they were trying to do is teach me something, because this is so completely new out of my experience that I actually saw this.
Oh, really?
So what I saw was that, now normally if I'm doing an etheric session, you know, and again, it's varying degrees with everybody. I just can't, you know, my level is being able to open it up and just allow whatever needs to happen. And so every session is completely different for me in my experience and in my client's experience. But in November, I believe actually in December, I saw three beings with these multidimensional fields. And what was going on is they were showing me the mechanics of how it affects the energy field. So apparently what goes on in terms of a process or from this model is that when a being has started to integrate to critical mass all seven layers and seven dimensions through the chakra system, so think of the seven primary chakras, and each dimension and field of spectrum of energy being reached to a critical mass and being held through those energy centers and in through the layers of the light body. So what happens is that when the body goes through ascension, the seven chakra layers, the membranes that separate the auric capsules, like the auric layers between each chakra, start to dissolve. And the column becomes sort of like one unified column. And simultaneously, there are two other chakras that I start to see activate. And they have defined these as the eighth chakra and the ninth chakra. And these are considered, they're not the primary chakras that are in sort of the physical layers, what's considered governing the physical layers. These are called morphogenetic field chakras. And so they seem to be governing this next level of the human species development and becoming multidimensional. So the eighth chakra exists between the heart and the throat center. It's around the thymus area. And it appears to me kind of like, at first when I started to see it, it looked like a little blue laser light. And what was interesting to view about this chakra is that it wasn't directly horizontal like the other chakras. Like the other chakras could move front to back, and they're directly, perfectly centered horizontal in the body off the main vertical current. These two chakras, the eighth and ninth chakra, the eighth chakra runs into the base of the head. Like it goes to the base of the neck from the sinus area. Mm-hmm. So it's like moving like an X through the head. It's really interesting. So, and the eighth and ninth chakras seem to work together. So the opening for the eighth is the thymus area. It's called we could call it the thymus chakra.
Right.
And the ninth layer, the ninth chakra, is where the medulla oblongata is at the base of the skull. Now, they've also referred to this as the atomic doorway. And what I have seen viewed in the ninth chakra is almost like it's the holographic projector of God's source. Yes, coming in through the consciousness, coming in through the personality program.
Oh, wow.
It's wild. It is. It's like looking at, like, you know, if you're looking in a movie theater in the old time, you know, when you would see those projectors.
Yeah.
And you would see the light waves coming onto the screen.
Oh,
that's exactly
God.
What it looks like.
That is so incredible.
It's wild.
That just blew me right away. Thank you for sharing that. Wow.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, you must have moments when you think back about where you've come from and
oh my
what you're
goodness.
Experiencing today
and the
incredible acceleration and the quantum leaps in consciousness that you've had to take since then. And what do you say to yourself when you just take a moment to reflect on all of this? Really, I want to know what you say to yourself.
You know, it's funny. I mean, I do have moments where it's there's just humor in it, you know, where it's like, you know, we're just not in Kansas anymore, Toto, you know. I mean, and it's true. I mean, I'm so thankful and grateful. I cannot even express the blessing and gratitude I have for being able to facilitate this work.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really just feeling incredibly blessed to have the communication I do with these beloved beings and to be able to experience this in a human body. And not only to, I've really felt a sense of my connection to my love for the human species as a race. And it's almost like now I am just fully overcome with my desire to be of service. And that has really just been probably the forefront emotion that that I feel. And so right now, I have to say that's really, you know, the drive behind everything I do is really about furthering consciousness and assisting people in a model that relieves suffering and isolation through their own process, because you know, this dialogue and information needs to be made available to us.
Oh, yes, it definitely does. You know, speaking about the blessing that it is to be able to do the work that you do and how grateful you are for that, I really feel the same sort of sentiments when I think about what I do and being able to produce this radio show. It's such a blessing for me to be able to introduce people like yourself to the listeners and to share, you know, anything that you have to share with them, because it is really worthwhile. And, of course, people will take what works for them. And I'm sure that that the listeners out there realize that if they're not quite feeling everything, that that's okay.
Exactly.
And that they
exactly.
can just use what works for them, and really whatever happens to the rest will happen to the rest. And that,
right,
that doesn't really
right.
matter so much. It's about what you can get out of it. And if we could just kind of tie that back in to our conversation about the latest energy alerts and the current climate that we're dealing with, one of the things that you mentioned in the very latest one was discussing the role of higher emotional centers being opened and how we would become, or we are on a path to becoming, much more deeply feeling beings.
Yes.
And it's an enhancement of our feelings, but we're also experiencing an enhancement of, you know, as we continue to grow, basically, we enjoy more peace, we enjoy more balance, greater health. Yes. I mean, the effects are multifold.
Right.
Tell us about how having deeper emotional... what's the right word? Is it responses?
Higher sensory perception is what I call it. It's the higher sensory perception of a multidimensional human.
How will that affect us?
I really, you know, it's funny because I think, you know, with all of our talk about emotion, you know, emotion, I think we don't understand quite, I mean, we understand conceptually and intellectually what emotion is, but we don't truly understand the incredible, vast power of what emotion, human emotion, truly is. It is like one of the most powerful gifts of the human species, and that's something that the guardian races have often emphasized to me, that not all species of races have this. This is something very unique in the way that we are built and structured to actually have this particular level of experience and potential emotional faculty. So for me, you know, the human emotion has developed through our multidimensional anatomy, the more developed we become in our spiritual bodies, because also as a reminder is to also remember that each level, and again we can use the chakra system as kind of our model, each level of the chakra, each level of our light body holds a mind matrix. And when we start to bring in that quality of frequency, it's also a quality of intelligence. It's a quality of the language of the heart, which is the creative intelligence forces of the entire universe, of the entire, you know, God oneness. As we work ourselves up through the octave system, we actually become more perfect in terms of our level of divinity and divine mind that we are actually anchoring into our beingness. So we tend to think of as intelligence as, you know, from an ego perception, and that's actually not really the true intelligence of the divine mind. The divine mind operates from the language of heart, a language of code. It's a language of feeling. And, you know, as we experience this, it will create new levels of what I call, you know, higher, and what's been termed by many, you know, higher sensory perception, that we're reaching new levels as we become more multidimensional in activating these aspects of our divine mind matrix that will start to communicate with us and through us in different ways as a part of our beingness. And it's not something you have to activate. It's like an attribute of these new forces. As the planet is now supporting new energetic forces, and as you are now, as the being individually, working with, you know, higher levels of intelligence through these spiritual bodies that you are beginning to activate and integrate into your beingness, this is one of the attributes of our multidimensional anatomy. We will start to experience direct cognition, direct levels of emotional intelligence that will far supersede anything that we have ever experienced as the human race before. And that's what the theme of 2007 is conscious co-creation. Is that word has been thrown around a lot in the quantum physics world and in you know, other of the metaphysical, you know, schools of thought and information. And they're basically saying that this year marks a completely new way for us, that conscious co-creation is going to have a significant new meaning to us in the way we are relating to the new physics of time and space in our upgraded reality and in our upgraded bodies. So I think we are left to a whole new kind of realm of experience and adventure this year. This year is starting to mark this sort of significant change in human evolution. And so for me, what's exciting is I actually got to witness the changes in the human field,
yes,
you know, that I have never seen before. And we all know that this is going to have to drill down into the physical at some point.
Yes.
Because it's getting closer.
You know, that sort of reminds me of how I kind of touched on it a little bit before. You know, we're experiencing an enhancement on all levels. And one question that a friend of mine wanted me to ask you was about how do you do that? She said, how does she do that? You know, she'll just, you can ask her about anything and she'll just have the answer. and it's
really
almost, well, it's almost like you can see it in some people and it's not very common, but when you see people who are really plugged in, as you know, is one expression you could say, to higher intelligence, you get to a point where you can access information at will. And even if you haven't particularly spent much time learning a particular subject, you could be asked about it and just know what the answer is, because you're tapping into something.
Yeah.
You're allowing it to come through you. And, you know, that's what happens when all great art is produced.
Yeah.
And our lives are art. You know, I truly believe that they are. We are living art. And that we are conduits for the divine at all times, but sometimes you can really feel much more plugged in and a greater conduit, I guess you could say. And people who channel do that on a regular basis. And, yeah, she just wanted me to ask you, how do you do that?
you know what I firmly believe it is that at this point in my journey, I have no conflict about what my soul purpose is. I have no conflict in who I am in the world, in how I express it. I know with every part of my fiber and essence that I am here to express this, that I'm here to hold this particular niche in space. And so when you're empowered at that level and you have reached a level in your spiritual initiation process where you have now come to a level where you have purified your bodies to enough degree where you can now go into world service and serve at, let's say, you know, because when you're in the ascension process, a large part of it is you're working for your own liberation. You are doing your self-inquiry. You are digging deep into the deepest abyss of who you are. You're facing all of your fears. You're going way in there. And after you come out the other side, there's such a level of serenity and connection. And you've had the self-revelation. You don't ask the question anymore, who am I and what am I here to do? You know, those questions are now answered for you. And you realize that there's nothing else to do here but be of service. And so when that decision was made and I was asked the question by the guardian races, are you willing to take this to the next level? And I said, yes. This also employed a deeper sort of group connection where I have a group sort of connection to me. I function as an individual here, but I'm really functioning truly as energetically as a group. You start to have access to information of other aspects of yourself, of spiritual hierarchy, because the ascended masters and the beings that are here to further human evolution are all here, you know, working for that focus. You know, I'm here representing them on the physical plane, but they're doing the work on the interdimensional level. Yes. So that's how this occurs, is you become functioning as a part of a group channel. And, you know, again, if you were to ask me probably detailed questions, you know, about, you know, specific, you know, physics or laws or something very scientific, you know, that's not my means of particular energetic channel. Mm-hmm. So it would probably be a very basic or rudimentary kind of answer. But, you know, at this point, the ascension is my blueprint. You know what I mean? So any question that is, you know, remotely around this topic, there's going to be some kind of an answer, you know, in regard to the way that works. And so I think that's really what it is. It's a function of the group and higher self that is working with me to hold this space at this particular time, you know, for service.
Mm, that was so inspiring to hear you say that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it's so a breath of fresh air to hear someone speak as authentically as you do and so securely in your own truth. You know, it's so... I just keep thinking, what if everybody was like this?
Oh,
wouldn't it
you.
Be the most amazing place?
Well, this is where we're going. Mm. This is the divine destiny of humankind, and that's exactly what it's all about. You know, we are all designed to ask that question, what is my soul blueprint? What am I doing here?
Yes.
You know, we each have a very specific role and genius to contribute to the world, and all of us can shine like bright lights here, and that's what we're setting out to do.
Hello, this is Fred Burks of the webofloveorg and wantoknow.info websites. And when I want to feel and connect with the web of love that interconnects us all, I tune in to Liz Miller on Otherwhere at BBS Radio.
Would you tell me a little bit about the relationship that you have with the Guardians? And as you mentioned just before, what have they revealed to you about who you are? And how have you come to this place of peace about who you are and why you're here?
Thank you. Yes. You know, it's been an exploration for me, and you know, amazingly enough, you know, they again have lovingly, you know, only given me what I can handle at any particular moment. And so it has been an interesting journey for me because there are things that I have learned about myself, you know, that again I had to really kind of, you know, go into a bit of a reflection and go, my God, you know, what does that mean? Because it is really new. And one of the things that was described is that I'm a certain type of prototype, which is a little bit unusual because I'm considered what you would call a type of walk-in, but I'm not a traditional walk-in where I think some of the versions of walk-in that are more known in the little bit of material we have about them is that, you know, a soul that has come into incarnational agreements in a body decides to leave the body and a new soul actually walks in. Not necessarily a new soul as in a new soul, but a soul now takes over the body and the karmic contracts and the deal with the body. And so that's not what happened to me. I'm actually sharing this body with another soul essence. And so the interesting thing about this is that the being that I'm sharing this body with is the connection to the Syrian Council and is the connection to the part of the Syrian Council that was the holder of the holographic records of the human history, through the Syrian Council's, you know, what happened through the cataclysms is that the human history was lost in the cellular matrix, and the Syrian Council, what the Syrian Council did and the Syrian constellation acted for the Earth was almost like the higher self for the Earth.
Right.
It's like we have a higher self. It holds the information for us until we actually are mature enough to embody it, right? Mm-hmm. So right. It's very similar. So the Syrian energies, the Syrian planet and constellation was like the library of light repository for the Earth and took over the Hall of Records, all of human history, genetic codes, what was going on here. And now what's happening is this is the dispensation of returning it back to the species because we're now reaching a level in human history's evolution in this golden age is to return.
That makes so much sense.
Yes, this information to us that has been withheld from us.
That's amazing to hear. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So that's a big piece of when I realize that I am a Syrian Council incarnate member.
Yes.
You know, this was something that, you know, I wasn't aware of until a few years ago, and I wasn't aware I was a hybridized walk-in until about a year ago as well, and I thought, well, gee, okay, when were you going to break this to me? You know, oh my God.
Okay, so let's just clarify something about you being a walk-in and you sharing this same physical body with the... I'm a little bit confused as to who the walk-in actually is. Is it you or this other being?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like, yeah, I know, the semantics of this is difficult because it is all you at some level. But what I recognize is this. This is what was interesting. The Lisa soul, the soul that was born into Lisa Renee in the third dimensional reality was an indigo too.
Right.
And this indigo too was pre-coded and pre-wired to do some things that had to be kind of abruptly woken up 8 years ago, which is what happened with the spontaneous kundalini. Now, what I recognized is at that time, when I went through that kundalini experience, and it was rather intense, what I thought that was my ascension experience, and then they revealed to me that was my walk-in experience.
Uh-huh. Right.
So most people that I've heard that have had a walk-in have had sometimes almost like a near-death experience.
Yes, that's
so I'm grateful I didn't. Yes, I didn't go through that, but it felt like I was dying. I did think I was dying, actually. And I remember writing, like, stories. You know, I felt like pieces of my body were falling off. That's what it felt like to me. I was going through something so beyond comprehension and expression. And that was really helpful when they told me that. I went, oh, my God. Because I remember thinking, if this is the ascension process and it hurts this bad, I really don't think humanity is going to do this.
Yeah.
If this hurts, it was pretty painful. So now I realize that was my walk-in experience, and that's why it was so incredibly...
It's utterly fascinating to me. I've had several different viewpoints put in front of me over the last few months, I guess, regarding the whole walk-in scenario and
whether
it's real and whether it can really happen. And, you know, I've done some looking into the idea of the oversoul and how we are actually not so much one soul, one body, but rather we form, well, each one of our, you know, each one of us in a body is part of a soul group
right.
that has an oversoul that is
right.
sort of, you know, overshadowing and guiding all of the different parts of itself that are in embodiment.
Right.
And that it was virtually impossible, given that situation, to actually have a walk-in kind of event. So I don't really want to get too off topic here, but what would you say to those people who make those types of comments that it's impossible to have a walk-in situation?
Well, I think for me, and quite frankly, I don't have the entire detail of it because they have told me I'm a prototype that's unusual, and it has to do with the contract I have here. So I think what the walk-in was purposed for, and a lot of it was that Lisa's physical biology, just from the sheer density of, you know, my genetics and being born into a third-dimensional timeline, in order to get me up and running as quickly as they did, this being is like the gatekeeper of the coding and is the translator of information so that I can cognize this level of information and actually disseminate it and actually be connected to it. Because a lot of this is so far out, you know, in terms of, you know, the intensity of some of the planetary mechanics and the science of it all was so intense that I'm very much aware that this was a part of raising my vibration and getting me up to an availability of how was I going to disseminate, you know, information coming from the 12th to 15th dimension and be able to not short out. Because remember, like all of this frequency and energy, these light packets of data that are being opened up in my consciousness, I mean, they are voltage, you know? And I have had constant, you know, especially in the first 4 years, I would wake up in the middle of the night with a cord. I would see a cord coming from deep space with light packets coming on this cord in a row and activating in my third eye. So, I mean, and at
it's
the time,
like
I had
a
no,
computer data stream.
It was like a computer, yes, exactly, exactly. And, I mean, I think that's why, too, I mean, I lost all my hair. I mean, it was really intense in the beginning. And I had to get my body physically stabilized and comfortable, you know, to be able to handle this energy a little bit earlier before it was really supported on the planet yet.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, Lisa, wow, what a journey.
it's been fun.
Now, we're coming up to the end of our time together, so before we say goodbye, I'd love to chat to you really quickly about the teleclasses that you're offering that I've seen mentioned through your Yahoo group.
Oh, thank you.
They sound brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Would you share
a
little bit about how the first couple have gone so far?
Yes, yes. This was really born, you know, I had not a real clear vision of how this was going to, you know, really manifest. But my concern was, again, is trying to create dialogue and a point of connection for people that, you know, are emerging from all over the globe. You know, of course, the Internet is such a wonderful tool for that. And with the Yahoo group, that was really my intention, to, again, create a safe haven, create a place to speak our dialogue and have a point of connection with others that are experiencing, you know, similar types of energies and experiences. So the teleclasses, the first one I had was a joint with my colleague and dear friend, Susanna Kennedy, who is very well known in the sacred union space. So as I'm kind of the ascension queen, so to speak, where I talk a lot about ascension and what's happening on the planet, her body of work is all around the divine union patterning, the sacred union, going through the upgrades to kind of heal the gender role issues between the masculine and feminine and bring in the sacred union spiritual template in the relationship paradigm, and as well bring like the paradise codes of the new earth in as well. So Susanna and I had a joint teleconference, and we talked a lot about Ascension Plan B and what was going on. And, you know, so some of these teleclasses are purely informational, you know, about like what's happening in the, you know, right now in terms of the Ascension timeline. But what I'm planning for more in the future is kind of to do more workshops about ascension, like, you know, something like what is ascension, you know, talking about the levels of being. And the next teleclass I'm going to do is going to be discussing a particular level of advanced implants that many light workers and star seeds have come across. And again, you know, implants are an interesting topic, and so we're going to explore a particular implant that I've seen become kind of an issue for beings that are going through a certain level of their initiation process.
Do these implants all originate from the same source or from different places?
Yes, yes. This basically, it's a two-parter, and they seem interrelated. But once you understand, you know, my big thing is helping people to understand their multidimensional anatomy, and I think this is the key to the kingdom. Once you realize that you are a hologram, you are existing in a hologram, and you understand your components of your multidimensional anatomy, this is the key to your liberation. This is the key to understanding the hologram that you have been, up to this point, kind of locked in because you didn't realize that you were in a hologram. So the implant structure is something that's on the seventh meridian. And the seventh meridian, again, correlates to the seventh chakra, the seventh dimension, and the violet flame of the seventh ray. So the body is built, if anybody's familiar with the meridian structures, these are what are known as esoterically axitonal lines that connect into each of the dimensional qualities of energy and transmit and bring, as a conduit, those particular frequencies into your natus, into your chakras, you know, to nourish your body. So it's so funny. We're like rainbow beings. That's kind of our thing. We're turning into the rainbow people. So the seventh meridian is the meridian that energizes the seventh dimension and your seventh chakra, and it is the key to the completion of your planetary ascension. So what I have found, and there is also another author that I am just greatly respect and admire, this body of work, which has mirrored, I first had the experience myself and then saw it in her book, which was so affirming for me, and that was an author, Ashiana Dean, in a book called Voyagers 2. And there is a diagram in there detailing exactly where this implant is. And so I personally have experienced it and undergone removal and release process. And it's I think, something that I'm probably going to be called upon to understand more of, and so that I can help more people be released of this particular structure from their energy field.
Oh, so, and is this located near the brain?
There are actually several of them. And one of them is, first of all of them are on the left side of the body. And so the left side of the body naturally is the feminine part. So basically what these implants are referred to as are as the sort of metaphor for the Christ crucifixion. So the Christ crucifixion actually never happened, but the metaphor is that it happened to the human species because we are the Christ. And so to become the Christ being, to become the multidimensional avatar that we are, we have to be liberated from the density of the lower form world. And so this structure implant is actually an obstacle to prevent the human species from actually achieving its true liberation and its true resurrection into its divine inheritance as a God being. So as we go through this, because it actually is a non-issue for the body, if a third dimensional person, let's say, that the majority of consciousness on the planet right now is only working with the, you know, three or four energy centers and has not fully activated its spiritual centers, it's really a non-issue to that being because they're not even utilizing those energies yet through their system.
Yes, that's right.
So when you start to advance in your spiritual bodies, and, you know, whether you're on the path of ascension or you're a starseed or however you're working this process, at one point in your spiritual evolution, it becomes pertinent. And there's enough beings on the planet now that are reaching this level of spiritual body development where this is becoming an issue.
Okay,
and, yeah, so now we need to explore the various ways to heal and move that off. The interesting thing is about this implant is that it is of the earth. So what happened is that these are seven seals that had been placed in the planetary earth grid as a distortion. And again, one thing to remember is that as souls, when you come in to experience a planetary consciousness and a planetary reality, you take on the planetary morphogenetic field.
Right.
So think of that soul coming into the earth, taking on all the pain and suffering of the human consciousness, all the archetypes, all the creational myths. You know, because we all know when we're here what it is to be human because we're a part of the human species. We have a collective mind. So these distortions and implants were actually perpetrated on the planet Earth. And as they were perpetrated on the planet Earth ley lines, they became distortions in the human species body's meridians. Because the meridian ley lines, you know, again, we are the Earth.
Yes.
The Earth is us. So it's very interesting. So as we heal that in ourselves, you know, obviously it's something that should also, you know, heal the surface of the Earth's grids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a, I have to say, it's a relatively new kind of discovery. I've only been aware of it for about 2.5 years now, and I'm only now starting to meet beings that are discovering this or being aware of it. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like there may be a role to play there, and I started to get some interest in wanting me to talk about that. So that's where the teleclass idea came from, is that I want to share everything I know about it and my experience with it so I can help others.
So tell me how people can find out about more if they'd like to join one of the teleclasses. How might they do that?
Well, all you have to do is go to my Yahoo group. And my Yahoo group, you know, I think you mentioned it at the beginning of the show,
yes.
Energetic Synthesis at Yahoo Groups. If you go there, I post everything there, you know, obviously first.
You know, what I've noticed about the group is the increase in people signing up over the last 6 months, it's been a really steady growth, and every week new people find out about you and decide that they have to become part of the group. How many people are now in it? Do you know how many people are now in the group?
I think we're up to about 450 or four. You know, we're in the mid 400s somewhere.
Yeah, it's great.
It's just nice. Yes, it's very. It's wonderful. Again, sense of community, and you know, I'm really been thrilled to see the interaction and just the caring and compassion between the members. It's really been just, it's been a wonderful experience.
It has. And to see the level of intelligence in the group as well has been pretty mind-blowing, actually, because you can't not notice it.
Thank you. I've had a couple of moments, where I was just really proud of my group.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, we've got some rocket scientists in here. it's been really a wonderful experience. Thank you for commenting on that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And it's been a really enriching part of my life too, just to see the posts and to see what you've been, you know, just to see how you respond to everybody. It's always an inspiration because you just hold yourself so well and you do everything with this incredibly delightful gracefulness.
Thank you.
And it's a great energy to be part of.
Thank you.
And let's conclude our time together with a special exercise for the listeners, because at this time, as we all need to be focused on holding our balance and keeping our center in these very shifting times, what are some of the best tools that people could work with, Lisa, and what will we be working with today?
Well, what you know, is definitely kind of the number one foundational technique is to work on the building of the integrity of the light field and creating a source of your own pillar and protection, a sense of connection to the 12th dimensional level of frequency. So what the 12th dimensional energy is actually residing the 12-strand DNA imprint and divine blueprint of the human species. So apparently this 12th dimensional frequency and the access to this energy has only been available on the planet since about January of 2000. And this was purposed to bring this energy here because once the human connects to this energy, what happens is a direct cognition starts to happen between the cellular consciousness and the divine blueprint of the being, and you will be able to start to sense energies that are vibrating at a lower octave system. And this is something that the guardian races are very firm about, is that they are in their assistance to help us become more discerning about the levels and qualities of frequency, that the 12th dimensional frequency is the self-sovereign God power of who we are in terms of the original intention for the divine human as a fully multidimensional avatar. And to them, anything less than that energy is considered the Antichrist, because it's not the full potential of what the original species was intended to be, and in terms of God consciousness and fully, again, multidimensionally aware. So I found that to be also an interesting definition of the term Antichrist, because, you know, that term kind of elicits, you know, sort of, you know, negative or dark feeling, but really what they were meaning to that is that, you know, embody your fullest potential, you know, understand your multidimensionality so that you can free yourself from the limitations of a hologram that you haven't understood up to this point in terms of consciousness evolution. So this is what the 12-strand DNA blueprint is and the 12th dimensional frequency is. So a part of my role is to assist people in becoming familiar with this frequency and, as they see fit, you know, work with this technique.
Great. Well, I think what we should probably do is sign off now.
Okay.
And then we can go ahead with the exercise and everyone can just float off into some lovely music at the end.
Okay.
So, Lisa, thank you again very, very much for all of the time that you spent with us today and for the incredible sharing. You're a real beacon in the world, and I absolutely adore you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Okay, well, everybody, if you'd like to find somewhere comfortable, should people be seated or lying down?
I actually prefer the lying down, actually, but, you know, wherever, you know, most people have a certain way that they meditate or get comfortable to connect, so whatever that is for you, please feel free.
All right, so when you found a place, make sure that you won't be disturbed. If you need to, unplug the phone. Make sure that you're warm and comfortable and that your spine is nice and straight. If you need to, you can lift your head up and look straight down between your feet. And if you're looking straight down the center, then you know your spine's, your back is straight. Draw the chin towards the chest a little to flatten out the back of your neck. And whether you're seated or lying down, just take your shoulders back a little to open up the chest. Feel your shoulder blades flattening out behind you. And then start to take some nice, easy breaths as we all connect with each other and our own heart spaces. Let's allow some love to flow around our circle. And I'm going to hand over to Lisa now. So thank you, everybody. Have a great evening ahead, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Liz. Again, as we focus, let's bring our attention for a moment into the still point area, which is the area between the rib cage, a little bit above the solar plexus. And as we take some deep cleansing breaths into this area, we affirm our connection from the still point of wholeness and manifest decision. We decree in sovereign knowing, here expressed at our command, lovingly stated, absolute intention, the divine will that is the intention of the one self, one God. We will be utilizing a light symbol code as the key code to unlock the 12th dimensional pillar and shielding in your own personal field. So imagine or intend a six-pointed Merkaba star. Now, Merkaba star, it looks like the Star of David. So as you intend the six-pointed Merkaba star as your light symbol code, position it and visualize it in the center of your brain, directly in the pineal gland, and expanding to encompass the third eye. As again you intend your symbol there, with your exhale breath, move your symbol down your central vertical body current, moving it out between your legs and moving it horizontally into a position in the Earth's 12th dimensional frequency hub. So imagine as you can see the Earth's surface and looking on the surface of the energy grids and above it, see a huge sphere, a vortex shape, crystal pillar of this pale silver light off on the horizontal plane of the Earth. This is the 12th dimensional Earth plane frequency hub. This is a portal that connects our third dimensional personality self to the 12th dimensional aspects of our God blueprint and our Christ avatar being, and as well our soul matrix families. So as you exhale, sending your light symbol code off towards the hub, you're going to position it directly in the center of the frequency hub. So again, place your symbol and suspend it in the center of the hub. You inhale again, and as you exhale, send your breath outward towards the hub. Your breath is your soul signature in essence, and as you connect your breath with the 12th dimensional portal, this is the calibration and handshake of the energetic signature between your soul and the 12th dimensional frequencies. So now, as you use your inhale breath, intend to draw the pale silver light of this 12th dimensional energy into your light symbol code. Your light symbol code is representative of your personal Merkaba and light body system. Your Merkaba is your interdimensional travel vehicle and is represented by this light symbol code. Now, as you bring this energy into your light symbol code, it will reach a critical mass. You want to bring as much of this energy into your symbol as it will hold. As you use this technique, you will start to recognize when your symbol has reached a critical mass. It will start to feel complete, or it will activate, and you will know that your symbol is holding as much of its capacity as it can. So again, allow more and more of that energy to absorb into your symbol. And when it feels complete, using a deep inhale, inhale the symbol back to you. As you inhale the symbol back to you, imagine that it trails behind it a thick cord of pale silver light. So seeing that your silver cord is still attached to the Earth's 12th dimensional hub, and the other end is attached to your light symbol code. This silver cord is your energy feed line through which you will draw energy at any time you need it from the Earth's 12th dimensional hub and bring it into your own personal field. So as you are inhaling and bringing your symbol back to you, stop it in a position 12 inches beneath your feet. So again, focus a moment, 12 inches below your feet. And with your attention on your symbol, again, use an exhale breath, pushing your breath into the symbol to activate your symbol. Your symbol will start to spin. And as it spins, and it goes faster and faster, you'll see it spinning in a clockwise and counterclockwise motion, representing both the electro and magnetic aspects of your energy field. As the symbol spins, it will pop open and emerge a platform 12 inches beneath your feet. So imagine and start to see and sense a disc-shaped crystal platform of pale silver light, about 4 feet in diameter, extending on a horizontal plane, 12 inches beneath your feet, with your symbol directly in the center. This is your personal 12th dimensional shield. If you have seen Kuan Yin on a crescent moon or Asian deities on a platform, this is the celestial Christ platform that this represents. So as you inhale, and you can sense your platform, you want to draw the pale silver light up to build a pillar of light to completely surround you. Start to inhale this 12th dimensional frequency. It has a kind of cool and tingly-like feeling. And start to allow it to fill every cell and every pore of your body. Start weaving it outward into your etheric field. your emotional body. Have it fill up your mental body. Take it out into the spiritual body. And allow this pale silver light to encase every cell and every pore of yourself. If we want to build this pillar of light to a position about 3 feet above your head, this is the location of your 14th chakra. So as you inhale that light, you can feel it encasing you. Start to visualize this pillar, a 4-foot diameter, perfect pillar of oscillating pale silver light, fully surrounding you, and you're going to build this upwards. Take it above your midsection, past your neck, past your crown. Begin to a position where you're building your pillar 36 inches or 3 feet above your head. Again, still sense the energy and breathe naturally as you inhale this energy in, intending and sending it upwards, strengthening your pillar of light. As you have built your pillar to that position, 36 inches or 3 feet above your head, now bring your attention back to your light symbol code, 12 inches beneath your feet. As you focus on your light symbol code, inhale it up through your central vertical body current, out the top of your crown and head, and take it to that position, 36 inches or 3 feet above your head. Again, to the location of your 14th chakra. As you see your symbol there, we're now going to build your platform, as we did on the bottom, to fully seal you in on the top level. So as you again exhale, sending breath upwards through your vertical central current, send the energies all the way up to the location of your 14th chakra and start to see your symbol spin again very fast. As it does, you may hear or sense a popping sensation as it opens up to form a platform, again 4 feet in diameter, to seal you in to your pillar of pale silver light. And now take a moment. We're going to ground the bodies into the multidimensional level. So at the top of your platform, take a small silver cord and send it out past Earth's atmosphere, off into deep space, as you connect to a blue star of light off again in the deep space area. Then bring your consciousness back into your body and see the visual of your 12th dimensional pillar. See the frequency hub in the distance and a cord connecting you to it, connecting into the bottom of your platform, 12 inches beneath your feet, feeling the solid foundation of support of this platform, and feeling the pillar of oscillating waves of this pale light moving around you from 12 inches beneath your feet to 3 feet above your head. Fully connected, fully protected, and fully supported, as you are supported in the celestial, the physical, and the planetary, the perfect trinity in union and support. This is a technique that once you work with on a daily basis will become automatic, and you will be connected to these energies very easily. Please do not hesitate to use this at any time you feel you need stabilization, to feel connected, or feel stabilized and supported in your body. Whenever you feel inclined, call in your higher self and your guidance to again assist and solidify this process in for you. As we thank the beloved beings and the integration and wholeness and the truth of the One Self, God Self, our infinite stream of love is with you in all ways. And so it is. We end the session in deep love and gratitude. Beloveds, thank you so much for joining us. And good evening. Namaste.